Brighton's transformation from fishing town to resort location has its roots back in the early to mid 18th century. However, until the late 18th century, visitors to Brighton had little option but to stay in one of the town's few hotels, in the spare room of a local, or further afield in a place such as Lewes. With visitor numbers ever growing, this situation was unsustainable, and people began to appreciate that without better options, the town would lose its seaside trade to other locations. This resulted through the final years of the 18th century in the start of a building program over an area to the immediate east of the Steen, where Brighton's first purpose-made visitor accommodations would be erected. Charles Street is a direct result of this building activity. Many of the properties in Charles Street provide lodging facilities where a family could visit and bring with them their own staff to provide for meals and personal care. Some properties, though, operated as boarding houses, where all of a visitor's needs regarding cleaning and dining could be met, and personal servants were not required. Today, numbers 9 to 12 on the east side and 20 to 23 on the west side are listed buildings, and these reflect the graceful, if relatively small-scale nature, of early resort development. At the south end of Charles Street stood a circulating library run by Mr. Tuppen. This provided fashionable visitors with a meeting place and a portal to the social elite of Brighton. The 1836 edition of Wallace's Guide to Brighton supplies the following entry about Tuppen's. On the Marine Parade, the library is well supplied with every popular work, especially such as are calculated for the fair sex, and the tables, which are placed in the bow windows and command delightful views of the ocean and Chain Pier, are supplied with all the best newspapers and periodical works, as well as with several capital telescopes. Sadly, Tuppen's is no more, lost long ago, like so many of the town's Regency features. And today, Charles Street is seen by many as little more than a throughway from St. James Street to the Marine Parade. But in the late 18th century, it was at the heart of Brighton's development, one of the first streets to be built in an area that was to become filled with long-term visitors to the town. Charles Street may appear to be unassuming, but investigate, and the early history of Brighton as a tourist centre is there to be uncovered. For more information, read our history of Charles Street.